Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia Ortiz from Metro Research. Today we are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs in current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you so much. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you vote the vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for everybody. Yeah. I'll vote in all of you. Yes.
Okay. Will you please tell me your age?
75.
Thank you so much. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe people?
American Indian.
Thank you. Here in Florida, are you in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you. Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Vote for what now?
Would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
No, Republican, no. No Democrats, no.
Now, I'd like to ask to you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion, very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Project 2025, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat very unfavorable.
Who's that? Which one?
Project
2025?
3035. Project
2025. Well, I can't understand you.
Project 2025?
The project?
Yes, Project 2025.
Oh, no, no.
Would you say very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable?
It's favorable. Favorable, yeah.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Thomas Chalifu?
I didn't get that.
Of course. Thomas Chalifu?
You understand that? I don't get that either.
Sorry. Thomas Chalifu?
Stomachalical. What's a
stomachalical? I don't know. I still don't have it.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. Joe Biden?
No.
Hell no. God.
Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Piece of garbage. He's half dead.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is great. Kick ass.
Somewhat favorable, very favorable?
Very.
Favorable? Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
No. Piece of garbage. No. Unfavorable, terrible.
Would you say very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Are you talking about Republicans?
Yes, Republicans in Congress.
Yes, they're very favorable, very.
Thank you so much.
That's the only people going to save our country.
Okay. What about Darren Soto?
Darren Soto is okay. He's medium.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, yeah.
Ron DeSantis?
Very, very favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Terrible. Not favorable.
Very unfavorable?
not favorable at all.
Would you say very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank
you. He's on the beach. He's doing nothing. God.
Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. He's a friggin' Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Trump.
Thank you. If the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mokersel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. If the election for our United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you so much. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose?
No.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to read to you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Califu is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califu will take these experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunity in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He works to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has also helped pass a law that caps the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, improving I-4 and the traffic congestion in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, securing our border, promoting traditional values in schools.
Securing the border.
Thank you so much. And which is the next most important issue? Ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools.
Lowering the grocery prices.
Thank you so much. Now let me read. Thank you. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here is the first one. Thomas Chalifu is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second. Thomas Chalifu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Very convincing.
Thomas Chalifu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Well, very convincing. I gotta go. Thank you. God.
Okay, just 1 second. We're almost done. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?